Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Antique under state of calamity due to El Niño. Iloilo City, the entire province of Antique has been placed under a state of calamity due to the El Niño phenomenon and dry season on Thursday, April 18. The declaration was announced after the provincial board signed the resolution on Monday, April 15, based upon the recommendation of the Provincial Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council, PDRRMC. With the declaration, the provincial government can now utilize its Quick Response Fund, QRF, of P30 million to expedite aid delivery to areas affected by the extreme weather conditions. According to the resolution, P10 million of the QRF will be used to procure movable water tanks and food assistance, and to cover for the fuel expenses of fire trucks used in the delivery of water to communities. 5 of the 18 towns in the province have already been placed under a state of calamity, such as Sibulum on March 13, Aniniwai on March 27, Lawen on April 12, San Remigio on April 16, and Tobias Fournier on April 17. The Provincial Social Welfare and Development Office said the dry spell has impacted 12,552 families or 50,292 individuals across 281 barangay in the province. Based on the latest report of the Regional Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council, RDRRMC, Antique reported a production loss of P130 million from 299 hectares of totally damaged croplands and 2,534 hectares that are partially damaged. Governor Rodora Cadao has previously urged collaborative efforts among partner agencies to ensure the effective delivery of aid to affected communities. We must ascertain whom we are targeting so that assistance does not overlap. The funds from the national government are being utilized and, unfortunately, sometimes exploited for personal interests. The distribution process should align closely with the current status of the El Niño phenomenon, she said. Antique is the first province in Western Visayas to declare a province-wide state of calamity in response to El Niño. RDRRMC data showed Western Visayas has incurred agricultural damage and losses amounting to P770 million. The Department of Social Welfare and Development has so far distributed around 21,000 family food packs worth P12 million in the provinces of Aklan, Antique, Iloilo, and Negros Occidental.